The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hey, are you struggling to manage your real estate business right now? Are you using various spreadsheets and random tools and systems that aren't connected and really aren't helping you at all? If this sounds like you, you need a partner like Baselane. Baselane is the number one banking platform that's built for real estate investors. So whether you have one property, whether you have 100 properties, we all know the job of a landlord is never done. You need a tool where you can effectively manage your business. Baselane's banking platform is built for your real estate business. It's banking, online rent collection, bookkeeping, analytics, and so much more. And it's all in one place. So with Baselane, you don't have to worry about going through these various spreadsheets and tools. You can do it all right here. Also, it's 100% free. So you can take control of your rental property business and your finances and ultimately increase your rental income. We know that's what it's all about. So you can join a group of over 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane to manage their rental property with confidence. Opening an account takes just a minute. So go over to baselane.com/Sam right now and sign up for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So that's baselane.com/Sam. Again, baselane.com/Sam. That's episode 208. If you haven't already, please be sure to leave us a rating and review, preferably a 5-star review if you love the show and feel inclined to do so. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to spread this message and reach more people all over the world. And if you do that, I'll definitely shout you out on the show. And then I'll also get you a free training on how to find and evaluate property. So just send me a screenshot of your rating and review. My email's in the show notes and I'll get you that training. And of course, a shout out on an upcoming episode. This episode is truly amazing with Andre Barad. It was recorded live in Houston at the Disrupt Development Summit. We had some issues with the sound based on the space that we were in, but I definitely know this is going to be a very valuable and inspirational episode. Andre has a lot of great things going on as an agent, as a real estate developer, and he breaks it all down. He breaks it all down, how you can get into it as well. So I'm really excited about it. And so without further ado, let's get into it.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're on the audio side, make sure you leave us a rating and review. Definitely would appreciate it. I'm so excited about this interview today. We are live in Houston at the Disrupt Development Summit. I have none other than Andre Barad. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. Happy to be here. Everyone, the millions of people who's watching and listening, super excited to be here with you, Sam.
Definitely. Yeah. Just so I can brag on you a little
bit. Yes, yeah, yeah.
In the past year or so, you've done over 24 million in sales.
Yes.
30 or so development projects.
Yes.
Going on, including right here in the Fifth Ward, where you're born and raised.
Yes.
Salute to you for everything that you're doing.
No, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I tell people, your success is built on your team and your environment. And you wouldn't have the Andre you have today if it wasn't for my team. My lovely wife, Joanne Barad, I love you. Diamond, Ashley, the marketing team is crucial to edifying to uplift the team because you are as strong as your team. So
definitely,
yeah.
That, man. So the first thing I want to talk about, people always ask like how to get into development, what they should do, things of that nature. The way you got into the development space and learned about development, to me, embodies the way people really should do it.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about just learning those ropes and what you did to get your foot into that development space?
So that's a great question. So for the millions of people who's watching and listening, I tell people you want to do these two things. Number one, you want to find someone who's doing an amazing job in whatever field it might be, from rehab, new construction. Find someone who's doing it, and then you want to approach them. Now approach them with trying to get free information, because people who pay attention. So you want to approach them with, hey, look, I see what you're doing. I want to pay you for your time. And that part is so crucial, and that's what we did. So I found, shout out to Julio, who taught me the game. So he built our first two townhomes for us, right? And then I said, hey, not only do I want you to build these townhomes for me, I want you to teach me how to build. Yes, this is a word for someone out here today. So when I said, I want you to teach me to build, I paid him to build, then I paid him to mentor me. And so many times we always trying to find the cheap way out of a situation instead of paying to play. So he built the two townhomes and I paid him to mentor me. I was there every day taking notes, writing down. I was working a 12-hour shift, get off from work, go and take notes at the new construction. Before I go back to work, I will go to the new construction and take notes. And let me tell you, Sam, within those 5 months, I was able to get the intellectual property that I need to now, after building those two, we built the other two by ourselves in 3 months and 3 days, 3 months and 3 weeks. And now I'm teaching people all around Houston how to do the same thing.
I love it. So talk to us a bit about those first couple of projects.
Yeah.
What was the cost to build? What was that build strategy?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Yes. So the first four townhomes, the first two, my mentor built them for us. Then the other two, I built them. My team and I built them from the ground up. So the very first one, and now it's big shout out to Chris Senegal, right? Because he was the very first one to come over here in Frenchtown Fifth Ward to build. And all I did was a copycat. It's okay to cheat. I don't care what they tell you in the high school or college. Cheating is cool when it comes to real estate, okay? So Chris built his thing, and then I realized, I'm like, you know what? There's not a product of people who's looking to buy in the 300 range and with no garage. So we built and sold our first townhome for $275,000. 2 months later, we sold our second townhome for $300,000. 2 months later, we sold our third townhome for $335,000. And then a month later, we sold it for $340,000. So you're saying, from a person who had no experience to paying for the intellectual property, getting the intellectual property, to now building townhomes, and now anytime someone go by there, they know Yes to Real Estate had a part into it.
Definitely. I love that. You talked about the townhomes, and it sounds like the pricing, the sales price is going up. Is that due to just appreciation in the area? Like, what is that?
Yes, that's a great question. I see why you're number one. I mean, that is a great question. So it's because of demand. You know, we are like 3 minutes from downtown, right? If you have a strong arm, you probably can hit Minute Maid from here, right? If you have a strong arm, right? But we are near downtown. We're near Dynamo Stadium, right? So people are realizing that we want to be near the action. And because of that, we was able to increase the price. Even with that, we are still below market value of most of the townhomes that's going on here. So right now we are in Fifth Ward, right? This is Fifth Ward, but we are building in Frenchtown Fifth Ward. So the demand over here is higher than over there. But when people cannot afford this area, then our Frenchtown is the next side that's more affordable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I love that. So you got the first three under your belt.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot in the pipeline. Can you talk about that as well? Because, you know, less than 2 years ago, you started to transition to the development space, and it sounds like you put the ground running.
Yes.
What's coming up in the pipeline?
Yes, that's a great question. So we went viral with MG, the mortgage guy, talking about the Yes to Real Estate Texas tiny homes, right? So what that is a community of 9 homes, right? And it's a courtyard subdivision. Shout out to Garland, the architect, on that. So it's a 960 square foot home, 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bath, and a total of 9 homes, right? On a 15,000 square foot lot. Now, What's amazing about this project is because in Houston, the livable places ordinance was passed. At first, we were only able to build the Texas townhomes. But because of this ordinance, we was able to bring these tiny homes into effect, making the area more affordable, right? So now we can bring people in who's looking to buy a $250,000 home and want to be in a community. And that we have that project. We have fourplexes coming, duplexes. And we have around 30 projects coming on the market this year.
Love it.
Yeah.
How do you finance your project? Is it through like construction loans, the private investing combination of two?
Golly, Sam. Well, where are your notes at? But he's asking all the great questions. Like, he is not holding back everyone. And that's a great question. I would say in new construction, partnership is crucial. So we have private investors who would give up their funds to have a percent of equity in the business. And we also have some hard money deals, right? And let me tell you, each opportunity has its pros and cons, right? With the hard money, you have to be careful about this, is that if you try to hard money buying the lot and doing a new construction, your hard money interest-only payment starts right away. So if you're in permitting for 7 months, you're paying on that loan for 7 months. Right. So I kind of advise people to not use hard money until you're ready to build. OK, so we use hard money and private lenders to finance our private projects and partnership. I have someone who say they have the funds. Hey, you know what? You bring the funds. I bring the intellectual property. Along with that, I'm teaching you how to do the game. So now that private investor is getting the intellectual property and he's getting return back on his funds. So, yeah,
I love that. So talk a little more about the tiny homes, because it sounds like it's a product that's more affordable for people.
Yes.
Who maybe they can't afford the threes or fours.
Yes.
Homes or whatever. Why the tiny homes?
Yes.
And, talk a little bit more about the living ordinance. Too,
yes.
At the event we were at yesterday, I was blown away.
Yes.
Just with overthinking of the city of Houston. And I think more cities should adopt that kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's a housing crisis across the country, affordability crisis across the country. And I think having that in place helps to alleviate that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, no, great question. So along with the tiny homes, the reason why we went that route is there is a need in the community of affordable homes, right? And to try to figure out how to meet the gap of affordable homes and also meet the gap as a developer on return on your investment, The tiny homes works because now you have more density on the land. Now you're providing a great product at a great price. So, for example, this product is 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 960 square feet, 2 stories, right? And we start off at $250,000. So now this home is for a husband and wife who has a dog. We love the dogs, right? Or a cat. Or it might be a single person who's going to college. Or it might be an investor who's looking to start their journey in investing. This tiny home community is a gated community that will welcome each and everyone with an affordable price. So, and then the livable places ordinance plays an effect because typically here you have a lot of 5,000 square foot lots, right? At first, the city and the rules were against building a fourplex on a 5,000 square foot lot. But now because of the livable places ordinance, you can actually put a fourplex, maybe a 1 bedroom downstairs and 2 bedroom, 2 baths upstairs or a 2-2 downstairs on a 5,000 square foot lot. And you are able to do a couple of things. You're able to have someone buy it, live in one side and rent out the other three. Now they're creating equity. They're creating generation wealth, right? So they can pass it on to their kids. And you also create an opportunity to where people who are newbies can get in the real estate game. You talking about the transfer of wealth, the trajectory of opportunity for growth for normal day citizens is made possible now because of the ordinance.
Definitely. I really do love that.
Yeah.
What do you think might be the approximate cost to build those tiny homes?
I'm glad you asked. So we're looking at around $85 to $90 per square foot. So I'm going to pull out my calculator for America. This is live. You cannot make this stuff up, okay? We're going to take you on a real live number, okay? So we're going to do $85 per square foot, and we're looking at we're looking at, let's see, 85 times 950 square feet. So you're looking at $80,000 and $750 to build one tiny home, right? So you add along the soft costs, the plans, the permits, the replat, we're gonna add another $30,000 per house, okay? So you're looking at $110,000. Then we're gonna add another $8,000 for realtor fees, right? Closing cost fees. So you're looking at $118,000. And we are selling these for $250,000, right? So now you're looking at close to $1 million return on our investment and bringing value to the community with a great product and an affordable product. It's a win-win. It is. All because of the livable places ordinance, we was able to do this. So now instantly, and this year, once we're done with this project, we're close to a millionaire on just the tiny homes.
I love that. So from your perspective, what's happening in the city of Houston in the real estate market just broadly?
I think that from what I'm seeing, it's cool to have intellectual property in real estate, right? You see a lot of people, you will look and say they don't know anything, right? They might have on the jeans or the hat, but they have all the intellectual property. Houston is a melting pot. It's a diverse of people who have information. It's an opportunity to come in and grow and make a staple in the community. And I tell people, it's nothing like seeing yourself represented. When I seen Chris Senegal building on Liberty Road and Deschamps, and he told me that he was the builder, do you know what that did to my mind as far as releasing me from a mindset of we can't do anything? When I seen him, I instantly said, if he can do it, I can do it. And they broke the chains over my mentality over new construction.
I love that. So what does it mean to you to be able to like build where you're from? As you mentioned, like your middle school is, we could see it, where your middle school was, that you grew up minutes from here, building minutes from here.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you to be able to come back to where you are, where you're from, to do that?
Yeah.
Especially considering the challenges you experienced growing up.
Wow. And you know, Sam, I love being transparent and telling the millions of people who's watching and listening the journey, because I think sometimes Instagram and Facebook gives a certain image of you never went through anything, right? So I remember growing up here, I went to Langston Elementary, E.O. Smith. I was a bad kid, right? It is what it is, America, right? I had some challenges, but the challenge it was more mental and not that I was just a bad kid. So I remember my teacher looked me right into my eyes. I'm looking at him, up at him, right? Because he's taller than me. And he's looking down at me. He said, Andre, you would never amount to anything. You would never be anything. And when he made that statement, it's almost like he's spoken to my life, and I start acting out exactly what he was talking about, right? And it wasn't until I met my youth pastor, Pastor Mike, who reversed that mindset and that curse over my life, and I began to speak life into my life, right? And I remember 2 years ago, that same teacher at the same school, at the same new construction we built in here, I remember looking out the master bedroom, and I'm able to see the Langston Elementary School. And instantly, I thought about what he said. So as I'm looking out the window, I'm able to see that same school where he spoke negative into my life. And I'm just here to let you know that you dictate and determine the outcome of your life, and that you can change the trajectory of your life based on what you believe and what you say. And because of that, I had a heart for the city. So we came back here. We have rental properties here. We building townhomes here because I want to be an example that you can't come from a challenging situation and change the outcome, you know. And, you know, growing up, mom on drugs, dad died when I was young. It did something to me mentally. And I just want to let people know who go through challenges that you can overcome every last one of them if you put in the work, if you believe.
I love that.
Yeah.
What are some challenges that you've run into on the development side? I know, you know, a lot of people see empty dirt.
Yeah.
They see for sale, nice, beautiful home.
Yeah.
and they just assume that it's a smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always like that.
Yeah.
So what are some challenges you experienced in the development process?
The first challenge was finding someone who would help give me the intellectual property. It took me a while to find someone who was really ready to share the game with me, because new construction is not something you just want to start and say, I'm going to figure it out. You can lose thousands of dollars, right? So number one was finding the right mentor. Number two is finances, right? When you're brand new, how do you go to the bank or to a lender and say, I can accomplish everything that's on this paper? Right. So finding someone who's willing to take the challenge and the risk on you. And with me, I was very smart with it because I paid for mentorship. So I was able to show them the social proof that I knew what I was doing. And then I was able to take that to the bank and say, hey, here's my proof that this concept worked. Right. And that's what they were able to help me. So I would say finding the right mentor and finding the finances to build a project.
Yeah. When did you finally be able to break through? When did you finally be able to break through on the financial part of it?
Oh, let me tell you. I think we broke through because of marketing, Instagram and Facebook. And for my first two townhomes, I document every single thing. Like, I was out there every day. I was talking about the dirt on the ground, how far the nails should be out, the siding. I was talking about everything. And my breakthrough really came after I was able to take people on a field trip of the new construction and walk them through it, the lenders, the private investors, and they was able to hear what I was talking about and able to see I knew what I was doing, and the money flows in. Now, the money is so easy to get now that I have to tell people, hold on, wait to the next project. But it took time of providing social proof. And I just wanted to speak to the millions that in your season, I tell people this, Sam, you have to appreciate your dark season, right? You know, the Bible talks about that what's done and the dark shall come to light, right? And so many times we are not focused on our dark season. A dark season sometimes has a negative connotation, right? But in the dark season is where you are able to cry. The dark season is where you're able to study, take notes, learn, grow, because what happens is when you're in front of millions of people like we are right now, you rarely have time to get it together. So you have to appreciate the time where nobody knows who you are. And that's what happened with us, of me grinding, where when everybody was saying no, I was saying yes. And then I was able to come back and show the social proof of videos and the projects, and money began to flow.
Yeah.
It's just so easy right now to get funds.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
So you also have properties,
yes,
in the area too. So can you talk a bit about what you've been on that end?
Yes. Yes. So I got into rentals first. So we bought our first home in Fontaine Place over there off of Tidwell, and then we bought a duplex here in Fifth Ward. And the thing I learned about the rentals is it's a great opportunity. You have the equity play. You have the rentals, and then you have the depreciation on tax purposes, right? But along with that, it is slow money. So I realized that the rentals can take care of things when the cash flow of money coming in, but also we wanted to tap into new construction and flips. But the rentals are amazing, right?
Yeah.
And I will say, for the people who have property managers or you overseeing the project yourself, you can be a counselor. You can be a motivational speaker. You can be an encourager. You can be a listening ear, because tenants, you're going to have some challenges, and you will go through all of that. And so you have to be prepared for that as well.
What are some tenant challenges you had?
Man, so when COVID happened, people wasn't paying their rent, but great thing about it, there were certain relief programs here in Houston. My challenge is right now is because the business is growing and the company is growing, some tenants, they might not pay rent on time. They might not, they want you to call and talk with them about some challenge they're having, right? Mostly it's paying rent on time, but we do have systems in place where we charge them late fees. And then you have some tenants who try to pull on your heart to make you feel sorry for them. But you got to keep it all straight business. Like, hey, the owner of the company wants the funds this amount of time, and you just have to keep it business.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. What about how many rentals do you guys have now?
20 to what?
You self-manage?
Yes, self-managed.
So what's it like, self-managing? You got the development side, you got agent side,
yeah.
You got those three areas.
Yeah.
What's like managing and balancing?
Yes, everything? That's a great question. The team. I have an amazing team, Diamond and Ashley, who oversee the documents, the paperwork when it comes to the rentals or come to the flips or the new construction. My job right now is the overseer. My job is to train the team, educate the team, and send them off to oversee everything that's going in the business. So all I do now is what I'm doing with you. Yeah. I speak, I shake hands, and I smile and hug, you know? So that's all I do right now. But the team handles everything.
Yeah, I love that. From the rental perspective, are you in one area or are you in different areas?
That's a good question. All the rentals that we have are 15 minutes from each other. So from Fifth Ward all the way to Fontaine Place is the rentals.
Gotcha.
Right. And that's a great question. The reason why I like that, because I still want to be able to touch and see and feel what's going on.
Yep.
I want to be able to drive by and just keep on going just to make sure the house is still there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's important for people to know that about themselves too.
Yeah.
Like if you want to invest, like everyone should not invest out of state. Right?
Yeah.
So for some people, it may take moving to an area that's cheaper where you can get your own stuff, your own house and the rentals. You know, if you want that comfort.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't think that's a problem at all. I don't think there's any problem with that at all.
Yeah.
I think it's good that you found what works for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if you were, if you had, let's just say the rentals in Louisiana, it would be hard to, at least visibly be able to do all the things,
find
everything if you have operations in different places.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out
because
people should reflect and figure out what their personality is and which one of those is more reasonable for them.
No, absolutely. You're right.
Yeah. So as far as inventory, because, man, since I've been here, there's new developments, community, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So from an inventory perspective, from what you think, what is inventory looking like right now in Houston?
Yeah, it's a lot of inventory, right? You know, we went through the challenges of the interest rates being high in 2023. Now it's coming back down, and people are out buying now, right? So the inventory is amazing. We have a lot of opportunities. With being a developer and bringing more inventory to the marketplace, you have to figure out what difference do your product bring than anyone else. Right. And a great thing about the products we are building is bringing a lot of products that do not have a garage. So it's front end parking only, and it's 100% livable square footage of the home. So that's our market. That's our product. And we're doing duplexes and tiny homes. So when you really look at it, there's not a lot of inventory with what we bring into the market. So we kind of have our own product that a lot of people are not really building. Right. So now, even though inventory is coming, we still are standing our lane on the product that we bring into the marketplace.
Got it. So it sounds like your competitive advantage is more livable space because it's not the garage that nobody uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the price point of $335 as well.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So I saw on Instagram the other day, someone was like, basically, in other words, saying garages are just a waste of time, a waste of space, and that people, they showed a picture, and on the block, all the garages, all the cars were just in front of the garage, not even inside of the garage.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I spoke to someone else, and he was saying, similar to you, it's about what gives you that competitive advantage, what can you do a little bit better
than the
answer that's out there. So that's good.
Yeah, you always have to stay ahead of what's going on, right?
Yeah.
And once we sold those townhomes without the garage, I said, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. That makes a lot of sense. And so on the sales side,
yes.
How's that looking for you? Because you mentioned people are buying now.
Yeah.
How was last year? Was it slower? Was it still pretty good? What are you looking for this year?
No, great question. So this year, we're looking at hitting $40 million in transactions, right? That's our goal. Right. Last year was a little bit slower just because of the high interest rate And but I would tell you, being an agent and a developer and a rehabber, I tell everyone who's an agent to get into doing more than just a commission check, right? To get in and figuring out how you can do development or flips, because with that now you control your inventory and you're able to get more clients who want to work with you because you have the intellectual property, right? So on the sales side, it's amazing. I deal with a lot of other investors, a lot of other builders who want me to sell their product. I'm hitting them everywhere. I got my own products. I have traditional buyers and sellers. I have developers who's building, I'm selling product. And I have people who rehab homes, I'm selling product. So now I'm diversifying within real estate because of me being a top producing agent.
Yeah, and I love that so much. I feel like so many agents just look at it as being an agent, but there's so much money they're leaving on the table.
So much.
Like, I think every agent should be an investor.
Yeah.
I think every at minimum.
Yes.
At minimum.
Yes.
You have the inventory, you have access to all these buyers and sellers and things like that. And I think the way you're doing it is great because I can't even say you're a triple threat. It's more than that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have the development side.
Development.
You have the rental side.
The rental.
Helping buyers.
The buyers, helping sellers, and fix and flip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can figure out like what you want to keep, what you don't want to keep. I think it's a very advantageous thing to do. And I hope this is encouraging to agents out there to think bigger.
Right? Yes, think bigger, yes.
And do more. There's nothing wrong with focusing on sales, but you can do so much more than that.
Yes, yes. A prime example, and you came out to the livable places ordinance more than a commission check yesterday. And I made a statement on how many agents are leaving money on the table, and people gave me that stare look. I said, well, here's an example. Say, for instance, you helped John buy a lot, $90,000. Well, John is ready to build on a lot. Guess what? You're done with John because you don't know where to go from there. But I said, what if you help John buy the lot? You tell John, I'm going to help you through the soft call stage, which is another way to make money. I'm going to help you through the hard car stage, which is building it. And then I want to do an agreement with you, John, that you let me sell it. Now you just took that one opportunity and made four streams out of it because you have the intellectual property. So when I said that on stage, I received five phone calls after that saying, hey, we need to talk because I got clients who have land right now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So have you partnered with developers in that way? Like,
yeah.
Hey, like, I'll sell you property type thing.
Mm-hmm. So I have developers who say, hey, I have the land. I don't know what to do. Yeah. So what I do is I help them build. I help them with the soft call stage. I help them with the hard call stage. I build out the product, and then we 50-50 partners on the back end, and then I get to sell it. So it's a win-win because now they have the intellectual property to where now they can fire me. And then, but at the same time, I was able to take one opportunity and make four out of it.
Definitely. Man, it's been a great interview.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm glad to kick the day off talking to you. And, we can talk for 3 more hours.
Yes,
that
yes.
That means we got to have you back. But, Andre, I really appreciate it. And definitely please do, before we wrap up, people know where to find you.
Yes. Yeah, before we wrap up, I want to say this, Sam, and give an encouraging word today before we leave. For my old folks who used to wash dishes with the rag or the sponge, right? So imagine taking this sponge and you cleaning the dishes, right? And you're cleaning. After a period of time, that rag began to get saturated, that sponge just gets saturated. So you begin to squeeze it. You squeeze that sponge so you can use it more to allow for effective cleaning. Where that squeezing is your mental. That squeezing is your information. Please, when you get the intellectual property, do not hold it back. Share it with the millions because you are the next one in line for a breakthrough. So you can find me on Andre Yeser Real Estate on Instagram, Andre Yeser Real Estate on Facebook, Andre Yeser Real Estate on all the platform. So I just want to encourage the people. Thank you for saying yes to your destiny because your destiny matters. And thank you for saying yes to this is your season. So many times, Sam, people say, oh, I'm going to start. And it's 3 years later, you don't do anything. And thank you for saying yes to mentorship. And thank you for saying yes to real estate, Sam. I want the millions of people to continue to see us at the top.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. to another episode of Black Real Estate Dialogue. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this channel, like this video, subscribe to the channel. If you're on audio, make sure you leave us that rating and review. And like Andre said, thank you for saying yes to real estate. I love that name, man.
Yes, yes. It's catchy.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.